I had a director of a camp call me from Wisconsin. And he had got a hold of my teachings, and he said, I have seizures. He said, I've been to seminary, graduated. I'm a Christian counselor and a teacher at a Christian camp in Wisconsin. And he said, the most intimidating thing in the world is to be teaching 50 or 100 young people, 14 to 18 years old, and I'm on the platform, and I come down with a seizure. He said, it's intimidating. And he said, I've been listening to your teaching, and according to what I hear you say, there's a sin in my life that caused this. I said, guarantee there is. I said, we got to find it. I said, I tell you what, the quickest way to find it is you just go to God and ask Him, what did I do that brought these on? I said, how long have you been having them? He said, since I was about 20. I said, so there was something happened in your life before you were 20 that opened the door to this demon to come in to let you have these seizures. He started praying. He called me back in a few weeks. He said, Thurman, the Lord answered me. I said, what happened? He said, I prayed and asked the Lord why I had these seizures. And He told me, you remember when you were 15 years old? You wanted to go to a rock concert, and you went and asked your daddy if you could go, and he said, absolutely not. Your daddy was a fine Christian man, and he told you you couldn't go, but you told your daddy you wouldn't go, but you went out with some guys that night, and y'all lied to your dad, and you went to the rock concert anyway. He said, that's when you opened the door. And that's why you've been having seizures all your life. He said, Lord, I repent. I repent. I'm so sorry that I did that. He called me. We cast the demons out. Now that he's repented, does the devil have legal right to him anymore? No. We cast the demon out, and a year or two later, what it was, he called me back and said, Thurman, I have not had a seizure, didn't expect to, but I'm set free. He said, I told my director about what happened to me, and we want you to come to Wisconsin and speak in our camp to all these kids. I said, well, before I come, I'm going to send you some CDs and DVDs, and I want the head man to listen to them. So I sent them. And a couple of months later, he called back and said, Thurman, the director called today and said he was listening to one of your CDs or DVDs, and he said, you said that all sickness is caused by sin. And he said, he ain't going there. He said that you will not be allowed to speak in our camp. I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm perfect. I got rid of my sin, and he said, I have not had a seizure since you prayed for me. Now, hey, you know, it works, doesn't it? Or have you forgotten that when we became Christians and were baptized to become one with Christ Jesus, we died with Him? Like I've said many a time, there must be a whole lot of us, maybe all of us, that the pastor that baptized us didn't hold us down long enough. Isn't that a shame?
They don't
teach that. Yeah. I mean, is it in the Word? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. I mean, I'm a new creature when I got born again. Once I got baptized and raised up, I'm a new creature in Christ. I have great power and authority. I'm supposed to live a triumphant life on this earth in the name of Jesus. I'm supposed to walk and cast out demons, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead. That's what I'm supposed to do. And I'm not even supposed to think about sin. When sin comes to me, I just slap it off the side and say, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Is that what we do? Is what we're supposed to do? Do we do that very well? Not very well. Wow, verse 5 and 6. Since we have been united with Him in His death, we'll also be raised as He was. Are we, when we died, were we raised? Yeah. Our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ. Have we been crucified with Him? Yeah, when He died on that cross, we were there with Him. Our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. Has sin lost its power in your life? It should.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the question. Has sin lost its power in your life? You may say, well, all of us are sinners. You know, we sin all day, every day. I heard that every day in the Baptist church, too. But that's not supposed to be true. If I say I am a sinner every day, I have not even begun to understand the triumphant life I have in Christ Jesus. You see what I mean? If I'm living in triumph, that means I have power over sin and sickness and death. I don't have to live there. Since we have been united with Him in His death, we will also be raised as He was. Our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. I mean, I can jump up and down and scream on that one. Verse 7 and 8. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. I mean, I was freed from it. He set me free. He gave me power over it. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also share in His new life. Hey, are you living the new life with Christ?
Yes.
Are you walking in obedience to His Word? Praise the Lord. Are you walking in glory? I mean, have you realized you got the power of God living in you? You realize that you can teach God's Word, you can cast out demons, you can heal the sick, you can cleanse the lepers, you can raise the dead. You can do awesome things if you believe these things. It can and will happen in your life if you're walking in obedience to His Word. You know, for the first 30 years of my Christian life, I never saw a person saved or healed or a demon cast out or nothing. But yet I had this triumphant life living in me the whole time. But I didn't know it. I didn't know it. I lived a defeated life. And it upsets me to think that I'm holding my preacher responsible for not teaching me these things. And God, you know what God was saying? I said, Lord, He didn't teach me. He's going to say, but son, I know He didn't teach you, but I gave you the Word. I told you to read the Word. But you sat home at night and watched football. You went out these every night or something. You didn't stay at home and read my Word. Or you come in and turn on the television, watch a couple of them old gory movies. You didn't spend no time with me. I give you all the answers 2,000 years ago. It's all been in the book all this time. Wow. He deceived you and me, didn't he, Ed? I was deceived for a lot of years of my life. Verse 9 and 10. Now, we are sure of this because Christ rose from the dead, and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. He died once to defeat sin, and now He lives for the glory of God. Oh, I'm telling you, that's a true statement. Verse 11 and 12. So you should consider yourselves dead to sin and able to live for the glory of God through Christ Jesus. Now, that takes a little more for us to think about. We can believe Jesus can do it, right? So you, put your name there, Tom Thurman. So you should consider yourself dead to sin and able to live for the glory of God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to its lustful desires. Is it going to be there? Oh, yeah, it's going to be there. Oh, Lord, it's going to be there. I mean, those lustful desires. I can remember when I was a young Christian. I got saved at 11, but I remember the time I was 15 years old. All of a sudden, my lust for an automobile began to rise. I wanted a convertible. First, I wanted a 40 model Ford coupe. Oh, I would give anything for a 40 model Ford coupe. And so I bought one. Saved all my money and bought one. You talk about lust. I had lust for that car. I wanted that car. Woo! And of course, after I had that a few years, you know, that got old to me. Now I wanted a Ford convertible. So in 1956, I bought a 53 Ford convertible. Man, don't you get in my car with a cigarette in your mouth. Don't you get in my car with muddy feet. I mean, that car was my God. Any of you men ever done anything like that? I know Ed. He's still a car nut. Not as bad as he was. But me and you were like that, wasn't we, Ed? Don't you mess up my car. I mean, we thought more of that car than we did of our mother and dad, probably. We lusted for things. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not let in its lustful desires. I had no clue that I had this. Although I was 11 when I got saved, by this time I'm 15 or 16 or 17 or 18, and I have still got this lust. I have no idea this is sin, and I have no idea I have power over it. Never heard that. Never heard it in my life. If I did, it didn't register. Of course, like I say, when you're a kid, especially when you're a boy kid, you know, if you're lusting for a car, you can be sitting in church, and the preacher might preach everything good in the world. When you left, the only thing you remember what you were thinking about that car, right, Ed? Me and you have done that, haven't we? Yes, we've done that. Because we get involved with the things of the world. Verse 13 and 14. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness. Any part of your body. To be used for sinning. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, since you have been given new life. And use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. And look at that next line. Sin is no longer your master.
Hallelujah.
It can't rule me. I mean, only if I let it. I have a choice now. I'm a born-again, spirit-filled child of the Most High God that's been given all of this stuff. And now then, if I sin, it's a choice. I have to yield to it. I have to resurrect the dead for it to work. Somebody, I've heard lots of people say, man, I'd give anything if I could just see a real resurrection from the dead. Let me tell you, you've seen so many resurrections from the dead in your own life. You can be living dead for Christ, and your own husband or your wife or whatever comes in and makes a wrong statement to you, and you talk about raising that beast from the dead, and you're ready to get him. Any of y'all ever done that? Oh, yeah. What is that? That's when we resurrect the dead, right? When we let the flesh be in control again, instead of staying dead, instead of saying, I don't care what you say, honey. I'm not going to let this offend me. I ain't going to let it bother me. No, I'm going to stay dead today. We have that privilege, right, Terry?
It pays good.
And it pays good dividends. Yes, it does. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give yourself completely to God since you've been given new life, and use your whole body as a tool. Sin is no longer your master, for you are no longer subject to the law. Well, that's good news.
Amen.
I am not subject to the law as long as sin is not my master, and I'm walking in obedience to God's word, I'm walking under grace, I am walking above the law. And the law has no hold on me. So when you're walking in grace above the law, no demon of hell has legal claim to you, and he cannot come into your life.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live a Triumphant Life, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.